Hot car deaths are the leading cause of non-crash vehicle-related fatalities for kids 14 and under. And we just got through our latest heat wave, but let me tell you, it doesn't take a heat wave for something tragic to happen, a child or a pet dying in a hot car. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but it's actually a conversation I've had many times with my now 7-year-old because he insists on, "Mom, just go in, grab your tea, come back out. I'm fine in the car. It'll only be..." But that conversation has changed very quickly, actually. Just yesterday, Chase said to me, "Ma, if I stay in this car more than 90 seconds, I'm probably not going to make it." And I'm like, you don't have to be so like blunt like that. You don't have to do that. But he does. And the reason is because I don't mean to freak him out. But it is important that, you know, not just, I'd say, parents and adults know the severity of leaving anything in a hot car, but even having a kind of an open conversation. You don't have to be as dark as we are in our family, but certainly having the conversation of helping your kids understand that it is not safe to even fight me on the idea of leaving you in a car that could overheat very quickly. It's really, really important. But you know what? You don't need to hear it from me. Why don't we talk to NHTSA? In fact, we've got NHTSA Highway Safety Specialist with us, Laura Dunn, to talk more about this. Laura, thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure you probably feel like I'm a little too dark with my 7-year-old, but I work in news. This is kind of part of the gig here. But I do think that this is something we don't talk about often enough, which is being sort of open and honest with your kids and having them kind of be advocates or backseat drivers, if you will, and saying, "Hey, like, I'm here. I got to get out of this car. I can't stay in a hot car."
No, I'm glad that he has so much awareness about it at this point. One way that kids die from hot car deaths is when they get into a vehicle and then are unable to get out. And we see that with kids that are slightly older. Maybe kids are like playing a game, right? And they get into a car and are unable to get out. Maybe they engage the child lock or something. So it can become dangerous, even for older kids and older kids who are left in a car for whatever reason. So, yeah, you're absolutely right to have that conversation with him. And it's great that he has so much awareness about this. One thing that I want to reinforce that you said earlier, too, is it doesn't have to be the hottest day of the year for this type of thing to happen, and especially in a beautiful state like Connecticut, where it may not be as hot as some other places in the country, heat stroke can happen when it's only 60 degrees outside. So it doesn't take very long for the inside of a car to become fatally hot like that. In as little as 10 minutes, the inside of your car heats up by about 20 degrees.
And how, I was going to say, you know, to that point, Laura, talk about a child's body temperature, because in comparison to an adult, it heats up a lot faster, doesn't it?
It does. Kids are less able to regulate their, like, thermoregulatory system, and kids' bodies heat up about 3 to 5 times faster than an adult, so it makes them a lot more susceptible to heat stroke. That goes for young children. It also goes for elderly people. They're just not able to regulate their temperature like an adult can. So it's not safe to leave your child in a car, not even for a minute. Not if you think your errand will only take a minute, you never know. So it's just never a safe choice to make.
You know, Laura Dunn, again, with NHTSA, I know you guys are running a new campaign, and it really addresses the accidental moments where a parent doesn't realize that their kid is still strapped in the back seat. Here in Connecticut, even though it was well over a decade ago, there is a case that still haunts so many if they were alive and remember it and were living in the state at the time. And that was a Ridgefield father who truly did not remember his child was in the backseat. I mean, this is one of the most devastating cases, I think, that had happened. But it's because he was out of routine. It was something that he didn't regularly do, you know, bringing the child at the time to a daycare. I remember the story like it was yesterday. And it's something that still, I remember only a few years ago, he had talked to the media and said, "This is something that haunts me every day. And I wish people understood how easy it is to be out of routine and forget that somebody's in the back seat." Talk to us about this new ad and the idea of, you know, never happens. It just getting in the habit of checking the back seat and securing, you know, your kids in the car.
Yeah, of course. So in 2024, we launched our Never Happens campaign in partnership with the Ad Council to show parents that, unfortunately, that never scenario can happen to them. Parents don't think that their children will ever be a victim of a hot car or that they could never forget their child, but it does happen to dozens of families every year. So we want to show parents and caregivers how this can happen and how they can prevent it. This happens to an average of 37 families a year. Last year in 2024, we lost 39 children in hot cars, and so far this year, we've lost 15 already. Since 1998, more than 1,000 kids have died because they were left in a hot car, either intentionally or accidentally, or they gained access to a car and they couldn't get out. So it's important for us to talk about ways to prevent this. And I'm so glad that you brought up routine, because with these cases, the most common thread that we see is a change in routine is really the most common risk factor for this phenomenon. So if you are caring for your child, you are in a different situation than you normally are with your child, maybe there's a doctor's appointment, maybe something else is going on that day, try to set up a system with your child care provider. And if they don't arrive within, 10 to 15 minutes of when they normally do, have a system to where they automatically give you a call and say, hey, so-and-so coming today. We want to make sure that they are where they're supposed to be. So you check in with one parent and the other parent and just make sure that everybody knows where the child is and add another layer of protection to your family and your family's plan.
You know, Laura Dunning. I didn't mean to cut you off, Laura. I wanted to kind of piggyback some of the things you were just talking about. I just wanted to share some of the research that you guys released to us. Because I think it's so important people also know about these statistics. The forgotten cases accounting for 52% of these hot car deaths where a child is unknowingly left behind in a hot car, which is what you and I were just talking about. Left behind making up 21% of those cases. This is the one that I don't know if people also think about, because this could just be your hot car left in a garage, but gained access. Talk to us about this one, because that makes up 25% of fatality cases and occurs when a child just gets into a car but doesn't know how to get out. And that could be when the car, like I said, is just parked in a hot garage.
Yeah. So about a quarter of all our heat stroke deaths happen when a child gets into a vehicle on their own and then they can't get out for whatever reason. So it's really important that when you're home, that your car's locked and you put those keys and key fobs up and out of reach. And have that conversation with your child that a car is never a safe place to play. So I know lots of kids like to pretend to drive. Maybe if you're playing hide and seek, a car might be a good hiding spot or a trunk. Have that conversation about where you do not get in the car unless you're ready to go somewhere. And a car is just not a safe place to play. And I would encourage people that they should be mindful of locking their car at home, even if they don't have children of their own, to prevent neighborhood children from gaining access to your vehicle. Unfortunately, this happens more than it should, and especially when a child is missing for whatever reason, a car should be one of the first places that you look.
I mean, and you mean even locking it if it is in a closed garage as well, because you could even have kids having a play date over at the house or have company, a party, if you will, and kids can wander into your garage. So you even want it locked when it's parked in the garage.
Yeah. Have it locked when it's parked and put your keys up and out of reach.
Is there anything else, Laura Dunn, that people should be aware of? I know the other thing that we talk a lot about are pets being left in the car. And sometimes in Connecticut, we're real passionate about our dogs and cats, but especially the dogs left in a car. If we hear or see a dog that is in a car and the windows are cracked open, which we've debunked the whole leaving your windows cracked is going to solve the problem. It never does. But are you allowed to take action, or is the best thing to do call 911?
I don't know the rules in terms of pets. I will say that. But for children, many states have what we call a Good Samaritan law, where if there is a child or someone in distress in a vehicle, that bystanders can kind of do what they need to do to gain access and render assistance to that child. But if you see a child in distress in a vehicle, act immediately. Call 911 immediately. Get help. Every minute does count for those children in distress. And there was a video that was kind of viral last week about two children who were rescued from a hot vehicle in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And bystanders in a store parking lot are the ones that called authorities and got those kids help right away. So everybody has a part to play here. If you see people in distress in a hot car, call 911, you know, act immediately to get them help.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're going to link you to more information and resources, especially for parents, caregivers. And I want to thank you so much, Laura Dunn with NHTSA. I thank you for, well, the work that NHTSA does, certainly, and your partnership with the Ad Council, urging people to prevent these just tragic deaths and understanding the severity of hot cars, especially in the warmer months. Thank you so much again, NHTSA Highway Safety Specialist Laura Dunn, for your time.